come in and take a seat.
Thank you.
Now, you've made an appointment to see me with regard to one of the papers you want to enrol next semester.
Yes, that's right. It's the Globalisation and Educational Change paper, GEC 692.
Ah, well, I know the one you mean, but all the code numbers are going to change next semester, so although the course name will stay the same, the code will be ED995. Not that you have to worry about that.
But the content will be the same, right?
Oh, yes, to a large extent. The objectives are still to provide you with the skills and knowledge for analysing the challenges that globalisation poses for education.
Yes, that's what I'm really interested in. The future of education. Not where we are now, but where we're heading.
Well, you'll most likely enjoy the course because it'll give you the opportunity not just to explore, but also to document the advancement of new educational developments.
And there'll be quite a lot of analysis involved.
Yes, obviously. But once you've examined how education has been affected by cultural values and socio-economic structures, you'll go on to debate the pros and cons of the restructuring of public education in view of rapid globalisation.
I see, but when you say public education, do you mean worldwide?
No. That would be far too large an undertaking for just one paper. You'd probably choose to work with the education system within your own state or country.
Sounds interesting, but isn't it a bit restrictive?
Not at all. From there, you'd move on to explore the impact of internationalisation on curriculum diversity in both developing and developed countries. Have you had a chance to look at the assessment criteria yet?
Actually, I have. And it makes me a bit nervous just thinking about it.
Why is that?
Well, I see that the first assignment starts with an illustrated PowerPoint presentation to the rest of the class. I've never done one before.
No need to worry. You can get help with that. Anyway, this presentation isn't graded. It's what we call a formative assessment. The feedback you get will help you to finalise the written review.
That's a review of those academic articles in the first part of the reading list, right?
Yes, but you only have to choose 5 of them. That first assignment is worth 30%.
And the second assignment?
There are 2 parts to that also, and both are graded. 20 marks will go towards your participation in a seminar, and then there's a 5,000-word essay, which will be graded out of 50.
Thanks.